Let's see what happens. See.
So it's beautiful. All right, we'll say. Let's begin. So I want to share with you a beautiful idea by the Rebbe. It's actually going to be one idea that's going to be comprised of a couple of different parts. So remember, again, we're focusing on the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, specifically the dream of Yaakov Avinu. So the Pasuk says, again, you don't have the Pasuk in its entirety, but I'll read it. Vayachalom, Yaakov Avinu falls asleep. He dreams, v'nei sulam mutzav arzo. There is a sulam, there is a ladder that is literally embedded on the earth. And ultimately, again, the top of the ladder extends all the way into the heavens. And malachim are going up and down on the ladder. So the dream extends for a little while. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting perched on top of the ladder. Vayomar, Ani Hashem Elokei Avram, Avicha Elokei Yitzchak. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov Avinu, you don't know me, this is the first time that we're speaking, but I am the God of your father, the God of your grandfather. And then again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on to tell Yaakov Avinu that although the times ahead are going to be difficult, I will be with you every step of the journey. So Rabbi Nachman really weaves together a beautiful tapestry here of a variety of different ideas that kind of coalesce into one. So take a look by where it says letter A. Sulam Mutzav Arsus. Remember again, the first thing that he starts with is the meaning of this ladder. Thank you. What is the deeper meaning of the ladder? So the Rebbe writes as follows. Ha'adam v'chal hatalui bo v'nil v'alav. Man, and for that matter, everything that is dependent on man, attached to man, Hakolu bibichinos sulam mutzav arza verosha magia hashamayim. Now, what does this mean? So the Rebbe says this idea of a ladder that is standing on the ground verosha magia hashamayim and extends all the way up to the heavens. This notion, ultimately, again, the Rebbe says, is a din in life. What does this mean? He says the ladder is a metaphor for the human condition. How is the ladder a metaphor for the human condition? He says, "Ki kol davar yesh l'shoresh l'malo." The Rebbe Sibel says an incredible yisod. Everything in this world has a shoresh, has a root in the celestial sphere. So we see this in a variety of different ways. Like the Gemara says that every single person has a demusti yokno chokol kal kisei hakavod. Every single person has their own image, so engraved on the kisei hakavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, Yerushalayim shalmalo, right? Celestial Jerusalem is right above Yerushalayim shalmato, the earthly Jerusalem. Everything in this world has a shoresh lamala. Everything in this world has something corresponding to it in the celestial sphere. He goes on, he says, Vavapi shebekan hadar mutzav arzo. So we'll say, see, even if you see something in this world that is mutzav arza, what does mutzav arza literally mean? Mutzav arza means it's embedded in the earth. Even if you find something in this world that looks purely earthly, purely material, ki melubash ba'artzios v'gashmios, it looks just something earthly, it looks something material, aval rosho magia hashamayma. See, we'll see, what the Rebbe is saying is incredibly profound. Everything in this world has a shoresh lamala. Everything in this world has some type of what we'll call corresponding celestial energy associated with it. And even the most mundane thing, even the most artsy, gashmi, I mean artsy, aleph, resh, tzadik, yud, even the most artsy item, the most eretz dika item, the most material, physical item, the most gashmi item, has a shoresh ruchni attached to it. Has some element, ultimately, again, of some level of ruchnius that corresponds to it. He says, that's the symbolism over here. There is the sulam mutzav arza. So the sulam mutzav arza, good. Sulam mutzav arza, ultimately, again, refers to what? Sulam mutzav arza, first of all, say that there are many things like that look purely material and physical. But even those things that look purely material and physical, rosho magia hashamayimah, they extend, there's some shoresh, there's some element of it that is celestial, that is holy, that is spiritual. Ki yesh bo chokhma v'seichel shu b'chinas rosh shamagia ad l'shamayim l'malo. Suppose like this in general, by the way, is a profound tenet of Chassidus, which is there is no such thing in this world that is purely mundane. Even the most physical, gashmi, artsy item ultimately, again, has some element of ruchnius associated with it. Has some element of ruchnius, of spirituality. Now, sometimes the spirituality needs to be discovered. Sometimes the spirituality needs to be uncovered. Sometimes the spirituality is not clear. But there's always something spiritual that is a component of every single physical thing. So we'll say, and where does the Rebbe get that from? That's the metaphor. The sulam mutzav arza, so the bottom of the ladder ultimately is embedded in the ground, representing the material things in this world. V'rosho magia hashamayma, but the top of the ladder always extends into the heavens. V'ashem nitzav alav, and the shechina is perched on top of the ladder, symbolizing the idea that even the most earthly material thing has a spiritual association and component to it. So Rebbe says, but here we get to the challenge. V'ikr ha-milchama, paragraph B. V'ikr ha-milchama shala adam azah olam. See, Rebbe was saying, what is the ikr milchama? The true battle that a person has to wage in this world. Shalo yihya nimshach achar gashmiyos ha-davar. Rebbe was saying, what's the true challenge in this world? The true challenge in this world is not to live your life on the bottom of the ladder. Right? The true challenge of this world is not to lose yourself in the materialism to the exclusion of that which is spiritual. Rak, lehistakil al ha-seichel sheyesh b'chol davar. Rather, we have to go ahead and look at the spiritual component that is associated with every single thing. Ulekasher atzmo al ha-chochma v'ha-seichel sheyesh b'chol davar kedei sheyiskarev la-Hashem yisparach ayedei osa ha-davar. See, Rabbi, say, what's the chap? The chap ultimately is... I'm just coming. The chap ultimately is that what? The idea in everything in life is the ability to go ahead and to find the holiness. To find the shoresh hapanimi. To find the shoresh ha'elyon. To find that which is holy, that which is spiritual, within every single thing that we find in this world. See, Rabbi, say, here the chap, the sulam, represents the aspects of life. Sometimes it's mutzav artza. So that's the gashmi physical part. But the whole idea is to remember that it's always Rosh HaMagia HaShamayma. There is always a spiritual component as well. Don't lose yourself ultimately again in the material part, but try to find the spiritual aspect of every single material thing. Rebbe says, that's the milchama. That's the ikr milchama of a person. The ability to go ahead and find the spiritual in that which is material. Rak L'Estay goes on. Kedesh Yiskari V'Hashem Yisbarach Al Yedei Osa HaDavar. In order that what? In order that I could come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through everything in this world. Ki HaChochma V'Hasechel Hu Iker Achil Shal Kol Davar Kimo Shekasov HaChochma Techayu V'Or LaHa'ir LaHadam Shezocher V'Estakel Al HaSechel V'Achil Sheyesh B'Chol Davar L'Karev Osa HaShem. So we'll say, so this is really incredible. What the Rebbe is essentially saying in the Kutei Moharan, the Rebbe says this a little bit differently. In Likutei Moharan, the Rebbe writes, "Kol davar sha'adam oseh ba'olam hagashmi, anything that a person does in the material world, tzarech lihios l'siba ruchni, has to be done for a spiritual purpose." See, Rebbe was saying, one of the beautiful aspects of Yiddishkeit, we speak about this often, is that we are not an ascetic religion. So we do not believe, like some other religions might believe, that in order to find God, you have to divorce yourself from the material world. We don't believe that. For the simple reason, God created the material world. If God created it, then by definition, it can't be bad. It can't be evil. There has to be good in it. But I will say, what's the challenge? The challenge is not losing yourself in the physical. The challenge is not losing yourself on the bottom of the ladder. The challenge, ultimately, again, is seeing the top of the ladder. Is seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every ruch, in every gashmi thing that we do. So we'll say, so what's the role of the Jew in the Olam HaGashmius? The role of the Jew in the Olam HaGashmius in the material world is find the spiritual. Find the spiritual in every aspect of your material life. And if you find the spiritual in the material, first of all, finding the spiritual is the license to use the material, and it's also that we uplift the material. Says Rebbe, where do you see this from? V'nei sulam mutzav arza. The sulam, the ladder of life, is embedded in the earth. We are physical, material beings. But I will say, sometimes it's easy to live your life by the bottom of the ladder. You have to remember that what? Rosho magia hashamayma. You know, what the Rebbe is saying is Rosho means two things. It means the top of the ladder, and what else does it mean? My head. My head can't just be on the bottom of the ladder. My head also has to be Magia HaShamayma. My head has to be in Ruchni things. My head is all about trying to figure out how do I take a material life, a Gashmi life, and make it Kavish. How do I take that which is physical and seemingly mundane and uplift it to something beautiful and exhilaratingly holy? That's it. Rosh Sula Mutzav Arza, I'm embedded in the material world, but Rosh Magia Shamaimo, all of Gashmias could be uplifted if used in the right way. My head can't be at the bottom of the ladder. My head, ultimately, again, has to be by the top of the ladder. But then the Rebbe goes on. What's the next part? So that's the first message. That's the first message. What's the second part of the message? Look by paragraph C. Vizel, I'm going to say this is beautiful. Vizel, vihinei malachel, you have to understand something. This was the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to Yaakov Avinu. Right? First message that Yaakov will say, if you think about this, by the way, how is Yaakov Avinu unique? So you have to think that the uniqueness of Yaakov Avinu is he establishes a large family, all of his children remain in the fold, he ultimately raises a family in Chutzlar. So you also know, Yaakov Avinu was really also like the real first businessman. Right? You look at the whole thing that Yaakov does with Lavan, he's a businessman. See, Avram Avinu wasn't a businessman. He became wealthy, but he wasn't a businessman. Yitzchak Avinu wasn't really a businessman either. He was a well digger, but he wasn't a businessman. Yaakov Avinu was a businessman. So as HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you, Bechir Shebaav, is going to be a businessman? You're going to go out into the veld. You're going to be on the ladder. Don't lose yourself at the bottom of the ladder. Don't lose your head at the bottom of the ladder. Rosh HaMagiyah HaShamayim. Make sure all the material wealth that you accumulate, you use for some higher purpose. Make sure you don't live your life on the bottom of the ladder. Climb the ladder. Have your head in the top of the ladder where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's message one. What's message two? Paragraph C. This is beautiful. V'hinei Malachei Elokim Olim V'yardimbo. We'll say message number two, or aspect number two of the dream, is Yaakov Avinu sees the angels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu going up and down the ladder. So he says, what's the meaning over here? So Rashi HaKadosh has his interpretation, the angels going up, or the Malachim, the angels of Eretz Yisrael, they don't go to Chutz La'aretz. The angels coming down were the angels of the diaspora who are coming to accompany Yaakov. The Rebbe says something different. V'zhinei malachei Elokim olim v'yardim bo. Malachei Elokim, get ready for this. Hey ma'ovdei Hashem shenim shulam malachim. I will say, who are the malachei Elokim? Who are the malachei? Who are the angels of God? Us. Us. Those who serve God are malachei Elokim. I will say, remember again, a malach doesn't just have to be an angel. A malach could also be what? Malach could also be a messenger. So we are the Rebbe posits, we are the Malachei Elokim. We are the messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what do we spend our lives doing about this? This is so profound. What do we spend our lives doing? Olim v'yardim v'zehasulam. Let's say, how do we spend our lives? Going up and down. Let's say, you know, Rabbi Nachman speaks extensively about the concept. It's not just Rabbi Nachman, it's a concept in Chassidus of Ratzo v'shov. Going forward and going backwards. Life is this constant movement forward, backwards, forward, backwards. No one always moves forward and no one always moves backwards. There's always this ratzov b'shov. Here the Rebbe says, what does Yaakov Avinu see? Malachei Elokim, beautiful Hilgidim, beautiful Jews. And what do Jews do? What do Jews do? They're on the ladder of life. What are they doing on the ladder of life? Olim v'yardim, right? We go up, we go down. And by the way, over the other, you understand from the context of the dream, what does Yaakov Avinu see? He sees this perpetual motion, right? They're going up, coming down, going up, coming down, going up, coming down, because that's a metaphor for life. Life is this ladder of Aliyah. Life is this ladder between heaven and earth. And sometimes I'm managing to pull myself away from the gravitational pull of the material earth, and I'm heading up. I'm heading up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to my Tevekis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, needs some love. He's sitting on top. I'm getting there. And then what happens? We know what happens. I slip. And sometimes I slip and I fall down one rung, but it's okay. Sometimes I slip, I fall down five rungs, and sometimes I slip and I mamish hit the earth with a resounding thud. V'hinei malachei Elokim olim v'yardim bo. That's life. Life is aliyah, life is yirida. Ki kol aliyasam v'yiridasam hu b'v'china sulam azeh. The aliyos and the yiridos of life all take place on this ladder. Paragraph D. Shemishu pikeach. This is so profound. Shemishu pikeach. Uman le divrei atzadik shein zenefila klal. Umischazek umisgaber. Hu ola al yedeze lemadria gavoyos. You know what the great challenge in life is? The great challenge in life is we think that when we have the Yerida, we're done. We think that when we have the Yerida, that's it, I'm damaged goods. I'm damaged goods. Here, for some reason, I had this ridiculous thought that life was just going to be one big Aliyah. People say, you know how this happens? You know how, like, after Yamim Nora, and you have that, you know, fresh Baal Tshuva smell? You know, I did Tshuva. It's fantastic. It's great. This year, it's going to be so different. It's going to... This is the year. And then what happens? Okay, no one knows here, Baruch Shem. I'll tell you what happens. Right? What happens is, about like 31 hours after, you know, after Hoshana Rabbah, or after, you know, Simchas Torah, not only do I do something, but I do something so ridiculous, so like I shake my head at myself afterwards, and like, what just happened over here? And so, the problem is, very often what I think is, if I'm still failing, obviously there's no hope for me. B'Torah Sachasidus, particularly B'Torah Sabi Nachman, is Yerida offers the incredible opportunity for unparalleled Aliyah. That when you fail, failure is the fertile soil for incredible, overwhelming, and cathartic growth. When you fail, there is nowhere to go but up. And when you fail, you know, say, you want to hear a beautiful mashal I just saw by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Listen to what he says. This blew me. Maybe you've heard this before. He says, you know, if you can imagine, if I have to jump, right, between one mountain and another mountain. Mountain's maybe the wrong word. You know, spot A and spot B. And there's a big chasm, like there's a big, like, valley in the middle. So we'll say, so in order to get the maximum amount of traction on my jump, what do I have to do? I have to move backwards. You know, if I try to just jump on the edge of the cliff, I'll get some movement, but probably not enough. Sometimes you have to back yourself all the way back up in order to get that momentum to make the great leap. I will say, what a metaphor for life. Sometimes I will say, from failure. Failure is when, here, I thought it was great. I was standing mamish on the top of the mountain. And then what happens? I fall down. I roll down the mountain. I roll back. So I think, oh, terrible failure. But if I take where I am now and I start running, then by the time I get back to where I was and I jump, I could jump even farther than I could have ever gotten without the failure. I say, this is the great secret of failure. The great secret of failure, I'm not encouraging failure, I don't have to encourage failure because it happens to all of us. But I say, the great secret of failure is that you can get to unprecedented heights in the wake of failure. You can get to unprecedented heights that you could have never have achieved without the failure. But I say, this is Davar. This is why the Gemara Maseches Yuma says, Makom Sheba LeTshuva Omdin Ein Sadikim Gemurim Omdin. About Tshuva has the ability to do something that a tzaddik can't do. So Yuma says, so sometimes we read that Gemara, we think to ourselves, what does that really mean? Chazal are just being nice. They're just trying to make the Baal Tshuva feel, oh, Baal Tshuva, we love you, he's so great. Oh, you're sure. You're even greater than Sadiqim. Right? Yeah, sure. Sure, you're how you are. You were eating cheeseburgers last week, and suddenly you're greater than Sadiqim? What is it? I will say, but it's the MS. It's the MS. Why is it the MS? Because the person who's coming from a compromised life, who's all the way back there, when he starts running from that point that he is, and he gets to the edge of the cliff and he jumps, that jump is going to take him so much further than the tzaddik who's already standing there and just needs to do a jump right from there to the next point. Don't say that's what it means. So the Rebbe says, that's vihinei malach elokim. And I'll say, here's the amazing part. You're a malach elokim even when you're yardim. As long as what? As long as you promise yourself that after your Yerida, you're going to have another Aliyah. You see, the moment you give up on yourself, you're no longer Malach Elokim. But even when you're going down the ladder, you're still a Malach Elokim. As long as you promise yourself that you're going to go back up. Incredible. He says, "Uma'amin l'divrei atzadik she'in zeh nefila klal." See, Abba says, so this is actually an extreme lashon. You have to believe that your failure is not a failure. What does that mean? So the Rebbe says, of course my failure is a failure. I still have to do tshuva for my averus, but at the end of the day, I recognize that my failure, my yerida, is not complete. In other words, my yerida is not a fundamental limitation. My yerida creates the fertile soil for unprecedented aliyah. He says, "Hu ola ayde zela madriga hagavah yoser ulehefich." who yored chas v'shalom ayidezeh. And both say similarly, and just in general, a person who doesn't push themselves, you know, as we always say, there's no such thing really as being pariv in life. The only place you'll find pariv is in your kitchen. In life, you either milchiks or fleishiks, right? You're either going up or you're going down. It's aliyah or yerida. We are never staying in place. So the Rebbe says, this is second lesson. Second lesson, Yaakov Avinu, Umalachei Elokim Olim V'Yardim Bo. Which means, the messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Jew, is always going up and going down. But even when he's going down, he's still Malachei Elokim. He's still ultimately a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when he's going down, only sets the stage for an incredible and overwhelming growth. And what's the last part that with this will conclude? Paragraph E, V'zeh V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav. We'll say, what does it mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on top of the ladder? So writes the Rebbe, Vayomar, Sheftichu Bekam Avtochos, Ki Machmos Sheyakov Shu Isha Yisraeli Akosher, Amad Bin Yisayon, paragraph F, V'lo Himiach Es Mekomo Ad She'ala Lamadrega, paragraph G, Shnia, Al Kein, Hiftichu HaKadosh Hashem Yisbarach, Sheyihye Imo, Ushmarticha Bechala Asher Telech V'chulei, Sheftichu, Sha'afa pi she'ya'afur alav od kahina v'kahina, aval Hashem yisbarach yishmerei b'chol eis, b'chol asher yelech. Ad she'vi'ehu l'madrigas al-yonu b'shlemos. Rabbi says, listen to this. So the Rebbe says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, you know, here's the deal, Yaakov. If you internalize the first two lessons, if you live a life, ultimately again, of sulam mutzav arza, v'rosho magia ha'shamayma, if you did not allow yourself to be overtaken by the materialism of this world, but find a way to lift up the material to the Shamayim, find a way to keep your head in the Shamayim, and furthermore, you do what? Malachei Elokim Olim V'Yardim Bo. That whether you're having an Aliyah or a Yerida, you recognize that you're still a Malach Hashem. And ultimately, again, you recognize that your Yerida is the Tzorech Aliyah. Your Yerida ultimately sets the stage for incredible and overwhelming, unprecedented growth. If you do those things, two things, Yaakov, then what do I promise you? V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav. I promise that I will always be with you. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you put in these two elements into the relationship, what I could promise you is, I will never leave your side. What I could promise you is, I will be with you every step of the way. Paragraph H. Bechinas, kilo azavcha, ad asher imasisi eis asher dibarti lach. Bishvilcha, dahainu, mashadiber imatzadike emes, eskola madregos hakadosha shizekin abrachim avam rubim. Vizel, vayikatz Yaakov mishnasa. So then the Rebbe goes on, we don't have to do this last piece, but the Rebbe goes on to say, I never thought, the Yaakovinu says, I never thought that I could have an ongoing and eternal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I thought the relationship with God was just when what? Was just when things were going well. I didn't realize that He stays by my side even when things are not going so well. He says, Vayikatz Yaakov mishnasa vayomar achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh v'anuchi lo yadati. We'll say, what's the makom hazeh? I didn't know there was God in this place. We'll say, what's this place? This place is failure. This place is Yerida. I never thought that God is with me, even in the place of failure. V'anochi lo yadati. I never knew this. I never knew that this was possible. So everyone say, if you bring this all together, it turns out that this dream is not just simply an incredible and overwhelming prophetic insight into Yaakov Avinu's future, but it gives us just an incredible insight into life. We'll say, what does it take to lead a spiritually successful life? Rabbi Nachman gives us all the ingredients. Ingredient number one, don't live life by the bottom of the ladder. Figure out a way to lift up the material aspects of your life. Figure out a way to keep your head at the top of the ladder. Lesson number two, do not allow yourself to be derailed by failure. Because even when we're Yardim, we're still Malachei Elokim. When we're older, we're Malachei Elokim. When we're Yardim, we're Malachei Elokim. And I'm supposed to say, well, how do you deal with life failure? It's very important, Yisod. How do you deal with failure? Use it as a springboard for growth. Understand that within failure is the fertile soil for unprecedented growth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you build these two things into your spiritual persona, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav. I'll be with you always. You stick to these two things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll stand by your side. Yaakov Avinu is incredible and overwhelming realization. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishinaso. Yaakov wakes up from his slumber. We all said the slumber is what most of us go through life in. Vayomer Achen Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh. Ribono Shel Olam, you've given me the greatest gift. You have given me the gift of knowing that you are with me even when I dwell by the bottom of the ladder. You are with me even when I'm yardim. Va'anochi lo yadati. I never knew that before. But now that I know that you're with me even on the bottom of the ladder, even now that I know that you're with me even when I'm yardim, that gives me the courage to ascend the ladder. That gives me the courage ultimately again to have my personal aliyah. Shkach
b'osach.
Shkach. Myra.
How was Yaakov able to bargain?